For this afternoon, we're going to talk about the keeping of the commandments of God in our scriptures from 1 Corinthians 7 and 19, where Paul wrote, "Circumcision is nothing, and uncircumcision is nothing, but the keeping of the commandments of God." The idea of commandment keeping is not a popular one among a lot of people today. Some equate it with what they have termed legalism. Others look at it as keeping any kind of commandment as being an unpleasant task. Maybe this is a carryover from childhood where they were constantly being commanded to do certain things for their parents. Yet keeping the commandments of God, I believe, should not be looked upon by Christians in this way. In this lesson this afternoon, I want us to consider some things about keeping the commandments of God, which I hope will change any adverse feelings that we may have towards doing so. So the first thing we want to talk about this afternoon is, what is the proper attitude toward keeping the commandments of God? First, it should not be one of legalism, which is the idea that a person earns or merits their salvation and their righteousness simply by their obedience. Such an attitude would be wrong on the part of a Christian. In Titus chapter 3, verses 3 through 7, Paul wrote to Titus, the evangelist, and he said, "For we ourselves also were sometimes foolish, disobedient, deceived, serving diverse lusts and pleasures, living in malice and envy, hateful, and hating one another. But after that the kindness and love of God, our Savior, toward men appeared, not by works of righteousness which we have done, but according to his mercy, he saved us, by the washing of regeneration and renewing of the Holy Ghost, which he shed on us abundantly through Jesus Christ our Savior, that being justified by his grace, we should be made heirs according to the hope of eternal life." Unfortunately, many in reaction to legalism have gone to the other extreme and said things like, keeping the commandments of God is not what's really important. Yet Paul, whom no one could ever accuse of being a legalist, is the one who penned the words of our text this afternoon. So I'd like to offer a different perspective based upon two verses that start out similarly to our text, but end a little bit differently. First, let's think of keeping the commandments of God as faith working through love. Now our text said, "Circumcision is nothing and uncircumcision is nothing, but the keeping of the commandments of God." Paul wrote in Galatians chapter 5 and verse 6, "For in Jesus Christ, neither circumcision availeth anything, nor uncircumcision, but faith which worketh by love." So cannot keeping the commandments of God be an expression of faith working through love? By keeping the commandments, we demonstrate our faith, as our brother James gave to us in James chapter 2, verses 14 through 18. He said, "What doth it profit, my brethren, though a man say he hath faith and have not works? Can faith save him? If a brother or sister be naked and destitute of daily food, and one of you say unto them, Depart in peace, be ye warmed and filled, notwithstanding ye give them not those things which are needful to the body, what doth it profit? Even so, faith, if it hath not works, is dead, being alone. Yea, a man will say, Thou hast faith, and I have works. Show me thy faith without thy works, and I will show thee my faith by my works." Also, by keeping the commandments of God, we show our love to Jesus. As John wrote in John chapter 14 and 15, Jesus said, "If ye love me, keep my commandments." And in John 15 and verse 14, Jesus said, "Ye are my friends, if ye do whatsoever I command you." Also, by keeping the commandments, we show our love to God. In 1 John chapter 5 and verse 3, the Apostle John wrote, "For this is the love of God, that we keep his commandments." And finally, by keeping the commandments of God, we show our love to God's children. In 1 John chapter 5 and verse 2, the verse before the one we just read, John wrote, "By this we know that we love the children of God, when we love God and keep His commandments." So thought of in this way, keeping the commandments of God can be very important. We can have an attitude of faith working through love. Another thing to think about when we think about the commandments of God is we can think of it as producing a new creation according to the Scriptures. Again, our text was circumcision is nothing and uncircumcision is nothing but the keeping of the commandments of God. In Galatians chapter 6 and verse 15, Paul wrote, "For in Christ Jesus neither circumcision availeth anything nor uncircumcision, but a new creature." So, cannot keeping the commandments of God be thought of as helping to produce a new creation? Becoming a new creation is a blessing we enjoy by being in Christ. 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and verse 17, Paul wrote, "Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new." But to enjoy this blessing involves keeping certain commandments. For example, baptism to receive Christ. Galatians chapter 3 and verse 27, Paul wrote, "For as many of you as have been baptized into Christ have put on Christ." Also, putting off and putting on certain qualities to become like Christ. In Colossians chapter 3, verses 5 through 17, "Mortify therefore your members which are upon the earth, fornication, uncleanness, inordinate affection, evil concupiscence, and covetousness, which is idolatry, for which things sake the wrath of God cometh on the children of disobedience, in the which ye also walked some time when ye lived in them. But now ye also put off all these, anger, wrath, malice, blasphemy, filthy communication out of your mouth. Lie not one to another, seeing that ye have put off the old man with his deeds, and have put on the new man, which is renewed in knowledge after the image of him that created him. Where there is neither Greek nor Jew, circumcision nor uncircumcision, barbarian, Scythian, bond nor free, but Christ is all and in all. Put on, therefore, as the elect of God, holy and beloved, bowels of mercy, kindness, humbleness of mind, meekness, long-suffering, forbearing one another and forgiving one another. If any man have a quarrel against any, even as Christ forgave you, so also do ye. And above all these things, put on charity, which is the bond of perfectness. And let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to the which also ye are called in one body, and be thankful. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord. And whatsoever you do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God and the Father by Him." So again, we can think of the commandments of God as necessary to become a new creation in Christ, have a renewed mind. Then it becomes very important. So this, I believe, is the proper attitude toward commandment keeping, keeping the commandments of God, a demonstration of our faith and love, and part of the process by which we can become a new creation in Christ. But is commandment keeping hard or laborious to us? Is it something that we can find unpleasant? Is it something like when we were children, we thought of our commands from our parents as being hard and unpleasant? Is it a difficult task for us sometimes to keep the commandments of God? Let's take a look at those who have done it the longest. The Apostle John, who, as far as we know, was the only apostle not to have been martyred, and he lived a full life, serving Christ. In 1 John chapter 5 and verse 3, we already read this, but let's continue the whole verse. "For this is the love of God, that we keep His commandments, and His commandments are not grievous." So I strongly suspect that if you were to ask some of our elderly saints, that they would concur with what John said here, and also what the psalmist had to say in Psalm 119, verses 129 through 136. The psalmist wrote, "Thy testimonies are wonderful, therefore doth my soul keep them. The entrance of thy words giveth light, it giveth understanding unto the simple. I opened my mouth and panted, for I longed for thy commandments. Look thou upon me, and be merciful unto me, as thou usest to do unto those that love thy name. Order my steps in thy word, and let not any iniquity have dominion over me. Deliver me from the oppression of man, so will I keep thy precepts. Make thy face to shine upon thy servant, and teach me thy statutes. Rivers of waters run down my eyes, because they keep not thy law. I think the hardest part about keeping God's commandments sometimes is deciding just to do it. You know, laboring over whether to make a decision is often harder than actually carrying out the actual command. For example, keeping the commandments given by our parents to us as children. When we think about it, when they ask us to clean our room or take out the garbage or do the dishes, whatever it is, whatever kind of chore we had, really the hardest part was making the decision to do it willingly. Once that is done, the chore really wasn't that bad at all. The same is true with keeping the commandments of God. It's made easy for us also because we have the help of God and Christ. God has said he will protect and provide as we try to keep his commandments. In 1 Corinthians chapter 10 and verse 13, Paul wrote, "There hath no temptation taken you, but such as is common to man. But God is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted above that you're able, but will with the temptation also make a way to escape, that you may be able to bear it." So God has said that he will protect us from what we are unable to overcome. And God has said that he will protect us and give us ways of escape for those things that we have to face. So we are not alone as we try to keep the commandments of God. In Philippians chapter 2 and verses 12 and 13, Paul wrote, "Wherefore, my beloved, as ye have always obeyed, not as in my presence only, but now much more in my absence, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. For it is God which worketh in you, both to will and to do of his good pleasure." And in chapter 4, verse 13 of Philippians, Paul said he can do all things through Christ, which strengthened him. Even if we are forsaken by all others in times of our greatest need, God is still there. Paul wrote to Timothy at the end of his life in 2 Timothy chapter 4, verses 16 through 18. Paul said, "At my first answer, no man stood with me, but all men forsook me. I pray God that it may not be laid to their charge. Notwithstanding, the Lord stood with me and strengthened me, that by me the preaching might be fully known, and that all the Gentiles might hear. And I was delivered out of the mouth of the lion. And the Lord shall deliver me from every evil work, and will preserve me unto his heavenly kingdom, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen." Such blessings and such assurance of faith comes only to those who, like Paul, live as though keeping the commandments of God is what matters. How important is keeping the commandments of God? We find that it is essential to receive mercy from God. Psalm 103, verses 15 through 18. "As for man, his days are as grass, as a flower of the field, so he flourisheth. For the wind passeth over it, and it is gone, and the place thereof shall know it no more. But the mercy of the Lord is from everlasting to everlasting upon them that fear him, and his righteousness unto children's children, to such as keep his covenant, and to those that remember his commandments to do them." And Jesus said in Matthew chapter 7, verses 21 through 23, he said, "Not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of the Father, which is in heaven. Many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name? And in thy name have cast out devils? And in thy name done many wonderful works? And then will I profess unto them, I never knew you. Depart from me, ye that work iniquity." It's essential to keep the commandments of God, to receive the love and abiding presence of God. John chapter 14, verses 21 and 23. Jesus said, "He that hath my commandments and keepeth them, he it is that loveth me. And he that loveth me shall be loved of my Father, and I will love him, and will manifest myself to him." In verse 23, Jesus answered and said unto him, "If a man love me, he will keep my words, and my Father will love him, and we will come unto him and make our abode with him." And finally, we find that it is essential to have our prayers answered. If we want our prayers answered, we need to keep the commandments of God. 1 John chapter 3, verse 22, "And whatsoever we ask, we receive of him, because we keep his commandments and do those things that are pleasing in his sight." That's our lesson for this afternoon. If there is anyone who is subject to the gospel call, the plan of salvation, or needs the prayers of the faithful for any reason, won't you come while we stand and sing?